You're listening to A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott alongside Dennis O'Hare. The shooting death of an unarmed teen, Michael Brown, last August, Dennis, as we know, sparked a national movement. There was a call for accountability when it comes to police use of force and all sorts of other issues as well. Dorothy Brown is a professor of law at Emory University. Now, she's initiated the Ferguson Movement class, which will be available for students this fall. And it will feature nearly two dozen professors who will explore the issues around race, politics, and power in the U.S. And here in our Closer Look studio to talk more about that is Vice Provost, Professor of Law, Dorothy Brown. Thank you for joining us, Professor Brown.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with this. Why Ferguson? There's so many aspects to this. There's the incident. There's the community response, the protests, the violent clash with the police, and the riot. Will a lot of this be explored? That's my second question. And I guess the first one is, why Ferguson?
For all the reasons you say, one of the things Emory University is very good at is interdisciplinary research and interdisciplinary discussions. And one of the things the university course, which the Ferguson Movement is an example of, is an opportunity for faculty and students from across disciplines to talk to each other about topics that are relevant to these different disciplines. So Ferguson, to be honest, for all the reasons you said, was the perfect university course.
So, and you're starting with the actual incident, and that could move into one discussion or one part of this whole course, and then move on as it sort of, is it following the timeline of the incident and everything that it sparked?
It actually isn't. It's zooming out and looking at the variety of issues that come out of Ferguson. So we, of course, we're going to talk about policing, but we're also going to talk about shooter bias. We're going to talk about the stress of being in an inner city community that's heavily policed. We're going to talk about taxes because, as the DOJ report told us all, there is serious financial disadvantages to being Black and living in Ferguson. We're going to talk about the state, the relationship between the city and the state. We're going to talk about the media. What was the media's response, or what was the? How did social media make this a different movement than earlier movements that we've seen? What role did the Black church play? So, from any number of disciplines, we're having our faculty, scholars, and experts lead our students on a variety of discussions.
How tricky, though, is it to deal with something where the landscape might be changing as time goes on?
In the middle of the course,
yeah,
right?
In the middle of the course. I mean, you run the risk that a lot of us do in our jobs because the story isn't done yet.
I know, which makes it, to me, so much more fun. You go in with a script, and then you have to change your script, as you all do all the time. And these issues, though, have been in existence before Ferguson. They will be in existence after Ferguson. So the issues will always, there'll always be, unfortunately, something else to talk about.
Is the goal then to have students draw conclusions and, you know, come up with a thesis and defend it? Or is it to say, okay, you need to learn how all of these things fit together and test them on that?
So one of the goals of the course is to help our students be critical consumers of information. There was a lot of reporting. There were a lot of things said. I want our students to be empowered to assess the evidence and assess, is that good evidence? Is that bad evidence? Does that evidence not even support what the speaker is claiming? So part of what I want our students to take away is to be suspicious consumers of this 24/7 news media culture we live in. One of the other things we want our students to think about are what solutions would they have? They're a fresh pair of eyes that are being brought into this situation that may not be as jaded as some of us who have lived with this for several decades. Do they have solutions? And we are going to encourage them to write op-eds.
When you look at an area such as the police use of force here, would you also bring in from the outside, maybe law enforcement, to talk about this case or just talk about that issue in particular to get sort of what some may see, will make sure it's a balanced approach here? Would you do that?
Well, first of all, the only people who will be teaching in the course will be Emory faculty. And as far as I know, I'm pretty sure I know who's going to be teaching. There aren't any police officers on the Emory campus who are faculty and have asked to teach in the course. There might be law enforcement in our student body that could be a student in the course. But basically, the course is run by and taught by Emory University faculty.
Well, someone listening may say, well, wouldn't it be to an advantage maybe to bring in a law enforcement official, either for a Q&A, and I'm just throwing it out
sure,
there with
sure.
that? Would that be helpful, or could you understand that question?
Oh, I can understand the question, and I can also tell you that this is a course that you have to sign up for that is only eligible for Emory students as well as Emory faculty, but we do plan to have as at least one event that's going to be open to the larger Emory community and I'm sure the greater Atlanta community. So there will be an opportunity to talk about it. But the notion that only the police can talk about this from a police perspective wouldn't be an argument you'd make for any number of other courses. So I think law enforcement's perspective can be well represented by those of us who are not law enforcement agents.
Yeah. I think Rose was just using that as one example. I mean, you would have representatives of all points of view. But first question then, I guess, is why not have somebody come in, whether it's law enforcement person or whether it's somebody even from Ferguson, from the community, to come in and say, here's how we saw it. I mean, they're as valuable as a textbook, wouldn't they be?
Absolutely. And like I said, well, but this is also a classroom, right? So it isn't about everybody who has something to say, why don't you all come mm-hmm. in and pick a week? This has got to be ordered and structured. And again, as I said before, there is going to be a public event. And it's quite possible that someone from Ferguson would participate. I've actually gotten an email from someone, from a minister on the ground in Ferguson. So it's quite possible.
One of the things we saw, especially when it comes to evaluating things over the years, let's go back to the OJ case, for instance. We saw that whites and blacks, not every single white person, not every single black person, but there was a kind of a general trend to see the case, the same set of facts, differently because of filters that we have. Will this course, because you'll have minority and majority students in there, will this course ask them to take a look at their filters too?
It can't help but do that. So part of what we're talking about in over the course of the semester that the Ferguson movement is going on is unconscious bias, which is what you're really referring to. And we all have them. And I teach a critical race theory seminar, and we deal a lot with unconscious bias. So yes, I have majority, I have students of color, I have white students, and we talk about our own biases. So I can't imagine this course won't delve into that quite deeply, and will make for some really fruitful and, I imagine, contentious discussions, which again is part of why we have a higher education, why we have Emory University.
You mentioned the media. That's where we come in.
Yes.
And the media's role in all of this. In crafting this course for the fall, when you get to that part, and I don't know if you all have been able to do that, but when you talk about the media's role in all this, what are you hoping will come out of that aspect, too? Because we both saw varied viewpoints about how NPR covered it, how CNN covered it, who from CNN covered it, who from NPR mm-hmm. covered it. You know, will you sort of also address our role in this?
Absolutely. Everybody's fair game. And part of helping our students to be critical thinkers is to pay attention to just that. You know, suddenly we saw African-American representatives of news organizations we had never heard of before. So why is that? Was it a coincidence? So of course it wasn't. And this gets us into newsroom diversity and who covers the news, but that's a whole other story. But yes, yes.
But that's part of the interdisciplinary
Absolutely.
Thing. Dorothy Brown is a professor of law at Emory University. When we come back, we'll talk some more about her course coming up this fall, The Ferguson Movement. This is A Closer Look with Rose Scott. I'm Dennis O'Hare, continuing our conversation with Dorothy Brown, professor of law at Emory University, about her class coming up this fall called The Ferguson Movement, which takes a look not just at what happened in Ferguson, Missouri, but at the implications for all of us and its effect on all of us. Real quickly, how full are you? Has everybody signed up already?
We are oversubscribed, and today some students who tried to get in the course are going to be getting some bad news that they weren't able to get into the course.
Oh.
Yes, 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 yes. But that's kind of exciting, and again, as we're going to have a public event that's going to be open to every student.
Talk about the process of initiating a course. You know, how does that work in a sense? Do you start with, you know, you're a vice provost, so, you know, it's not too many people you have to get permission from, but how does that work in terms of making sure that this is something that the university wants to be a part of?
So that's a great question. Emory has something called university courses that are sponsored by the Center for Faculty Development and Excellence. And typically what happens is two faculty members from different disciplines send in a proposal to the center and say, I'd like to teach, co-teach this course. And as long as you're in different disciplines and other, and the course makes sense, it will be approved. We offer 3 or 4 a year. This was different because this was not asking faculty for proposals on any topic they wanted. This was, and this is, by the way, the first time the center has ever done this, was basically saying, we want to offer a university course on the Ferguson movement. Who's in with us? And we sent it to all the faculty at Emory University. We also did some outreach to some special faculty we absolutely wanted to have with us in the course. And the response was so overwhelming that we're having to double up. So over 14 weeks, we thought we'd need just, you know, 13 or 14 faculty who would commit to just taking 1 week. We got twice that many. So, and as it turns out, we are able to put faculty from different units looking at similar topics, but from a different approach in the same course. So the students will talk about policing, for example, not just from how do police interact perspective, but also from a public health perspective. So there are all kinds of synergies that we're able to take into account.
Professor Brown, do you know if there are any other universities or colleges that are also going down this road with the Ferguson incident?
I know that there are Missouris in law schools that are doing things around Ferguson, but to the extent it's a law school class at the law school professor, that's just one discipline, right? So I don't know of any other. I would love to hear of some, but I don't know of any other university that is taking this interdisciplinary approach.
And how will you get graded if you take this class? Because you've got different faculty members looking at your work. You're really doing something where, as we mentioned before, the facts, we keep getting additional facts all the time and different perspectives. So how do you get a grade in this?
So there are 3 co-conveners. I'm one. Pamela Scully, who's a professor in women's studies, is also a co-convener. She's also the director of the center. And we have Donna Troker, who is an adjunct professor and also a staff member at the center. We are the mainstay. We are going to be there every week. We are going to be overseeing the grading. We are going to make sure that everything's consistent. So yes, you're right, with people coming in and out. If I was a student, I might be worried about that, too.
Finally, what are you personally hoping to get out of this, with this course that's going to be introduced?
I'm actually hoping to get some different ideas out into the conversation, whether it's through op-eds or whether it's through other ideas and other connections that we make. I'm hoping that our students will inspire us, the faculty, to continue the struggle and continue the social justice activism.
Dorothy Brown is a professor of law at Emory University. She's also vice provost. Thank you so much for coming in and taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.